Welcome to Our Daily Portion with WIT Ministries. I'm Matt Russell, and I'm the director of WIT Ministries. And at Walking in Truth Ministries, we want to help people to be able to live a more God-centered, God-focused life and in every aspect of their life. So the purpose for this podcast is for us to really strengthen our biblical discipline of reading the Bible. So I'm going to read a scripture every day where I'm going to share a nugget about that scripture, and then I'm going to say a little prayer at the end, and that will be the entirety of our episodes for this podcast. Please feel free to check us out at walkingintruthministries.org, or you can also check out our other podcast, which is Living the WIT Life with Walking in Truth Ministries. I hope that this podcast blesses you as much as it blesses me, and let's go ahead and get started with our daily portion.
Jesus and Jiu-Jitsu is a ministry, it's events, and it's a podcast, all focused on building community and fellowship around Jesus and great Jiu-Jitsu. We were birthed from a Walking in Truth event called Pursuit. Four of us left one of these men's pursuits, and the Lord all gave us the same download to create Jesus and Jiu-Jitsu. We've started by doing local events in North Texas. We're slowly but surely expanding those events to other markets across the country, where we bring in professors and instructors. We learn awesome jiu-jitsu techniques. We hear a testimony about the gospel. We give away free Bibles. We offer prayer, and then we train hard. On top of this, we have a podcast that has really taken off that we have a lot of fun with. Look us up on all platforms. We love Walking in Truth, and we appreciate the affiliation with them and the covering that they give us. Thank you to all the leaders at Walking in Truth. Everyone at Jesus and Jiu-Jitsu is truly appreciative.
Isaiah 66, 1 through 24. Heaven is God's throne. Thus says the Lord, heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where then is a house you could build for me? And where is a place that I may rest? For my hand made all these things. Thus all these things came into being, declares the Lord. But to this one I will look, to him who is humble and contrite of spirit, and who trembles at my word. Hypocrisy rebuked. But he who kills an ox is like one who slays a man. He who sacrifices a lamb is like the one who breaks a dog's neck. He who offers a grain offering is like one who offers swine's blood. He who burns incense is like the one who blesses an idol. As they have chosen their own ways, and their soul delights in their abominations, so I will choose their punishments, and will bring on them what they dread. Because I called, but no one answered. I spoke, but they did not listen, and they did evil in my sight, and chose that in which I did not delight. Hear the word of the Lord, you who tremble at his word. Your brothers who hate you, who exclude you for my name's sake, have said, let the Lord be glorified, that we may see your joy. But they will be put to shame, a voice of uproar from the city, a voice from the temple, the voice of the Lord who is rendering recompense to his enemies. Before she travailed, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she gave birth to a boy. Who has heard such a thing? Who has seen such things? Can a land be born in one day? Can a nation be brought forth all at once? As soon as Zion travailed, she also brought forth her sons. Shall I bring to the point of birth and not give delivery, says the Lord? Or shall I, who gives delivery, shut the womb, says your God? Joy in Jerusalem's future. Be joyful with Jerusalem and rejoice for her, all you who love her. Be exceedingly glad with her, all you who mourn over her, that you may nurse and be satisfied with her comforting breasts, that you may suck and be delighted with her bountiful bosom. For thus says the Lord, behold, I extend peace to her like a river, and the glory of the nations like an overflowing stream, and you will be nursed, you will be carried on the hip and fondled on the knees. As one whom his mother comforts, so I will comfort you, and you will be comforted in Jerusalem. Then you will see this, and your heart will be glad, and your bones will flourish like the new grass, and the hand of the Lord will be made known to his servants. But he will be indignant toward his enemies. For behold, the Lord will come in fire, and his chariots like the whirlwind, to render his anger with fury, and his rebuke with flames of fire. For the Lord will execute judgment by fire, and by his sword on all flesh. And those slain by the Lord will be many. Those who sanctify and purify themselves to go to the gardens, following one in the center, who eat swine's flesh, detestable things, and mice, will come to an end altogether, declares the Lord. For I know their works and their thoughts. The time is coming to gather all nations and tongues, and they shall come and see my glory. I will set a sign among them and will send survivors from them to the nations. Tarshish, Put, Lud, Meshech, Tubal, and Javan to the distant coastlands that have neither heard my fame nor seen my glory, and they will declare my glory among the nations. Then they shall bring all your brethren from all the nations as a grain offering to the Lord, on horses and chariots and litters, on mules and on camels, to my holy mountain, Jerusalem, says the Lord. Just as the sons of Israel bring their grain offering in a clean vessel to the house of the Lord, I will also take some of them for priests and for Levites, says the Lord. Just as the new heavens and the new earth, which I make, will endure before me, declares the Lord, so your offspring and your name will endure. And it shall be from new moon to new moon, and from Sabbath to Sabbath. All mankind will come to bow down before me, says the Lord. Then they will go forth and look on the corpses of the men who have transgressed against me. For their worm will not die, and their fire will not be quenched, and they will be in abhorrence to all mankind. Mark 9:40-50. Dire warnings. For he who is not against us is for us. For whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because of your name as followers of Christ, truly I say to you, he will not lose his reward. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe to stumble, it would be better for him if with a heavy millstone hung around his neck, he had been cast into the sea. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life crippled than having your two hands to go into hell, into the unquenchable fire, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. If your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame than having your two feet to be cast into hell, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. If your eye causes you to stumble, throw it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than having two eyes to be cast into hell, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. For everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if the salt becomes unsalty, with what will you make it salty again? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another. I think one of the biggest warnings that God gives here in this reading would be Isaiah 66 and the hypocrisy rebuked. For many people, this is kind of misleading, or it contradicts, because he says you're supposed to slay an ox, you're supposed to sacrifice lambs, you're supposed to bring grain offerings, you're supposed to bring these things as a honor, as an offering to the Lord. Yet God describes right here in Isaiah how killing an ox is like slaying a man. Sacrificing a lamb is like breaking a dog's neck. It's not saying that the action of sacrificing the lamb, he wants you to bring an offering. He wants you to bring that to him. However, he doesn't want you to do it in your own way. He wants you to do it the way that he's asked you to do it. In fact, to say it more plainly, God has described in the Bible how he prefers to be worshiped. He says, please come to me this way. Worship me in this way. And then he takes it a step further and he says, and do not use the altars and the pagan signs and symbols and things to worship me. He calls it an abomination. Well, many of the traditions that we have today would be abominable to him. We're not supposed to come and worship him the way we want to worship. We're supposed to come and worship him the way he wants to be worshiped. It's not choosing to do it in your own way. And then it says here again, and their soul delights in their abominations. He says that when you worship me with those things, it's an abomination. My soul delights in the way that I choose to worship God. But my choosing, he calls an abomination. Well, then he says this, here it is. So I will choose their punishment. They choose how they want to worship me rather than worshiping me as the one who created all, rather than coming at the appointed times which I set aside, rather than setting aside and honoring and worshiping the Sabbath day and keeping it holy, rather than all these things that God said to do, he said, because they choose how they want, I'll choose their punishments. And in fact, all the way to the point to where the fire will never be quenched. That's a description of what it is. The pain will never end. The hell is a holding place for ultimately when there is the new Jerusalem, the new heaven, the new earth, then it's the eternal lake of fire, which is beyond anything imaginable. It is suffering beyond suffering for eternity. And the pain never stops. And the fire's never put out. Father, please help us to help those who don't know you. Help us to be a light to those who are living in their abomination, living in their own ways and worshiping you the way they want to. Father, I'm sorry for the church today who uses pagan symbols and rituals and traditions to worship and honor you because they feel like it's right. Father, I ask that you could just open their eyes to the way you would prefer. It's written clearly and plainly in your word. Open their eyes so that they may see. Holy Spirit, lead them in understanding that God desires something different than what they're giving. So they can have the opportunity to give you what you deserve. Father, please help them. I know it's not your desire to see people in the eternal fire, but it's not by your sending them, but it's by their choices. Help us to save them. In Jesus' name, amen. Are you concerned about what the future holds? Are you confident that the retirement plans that you have today will still be secure tomorrow? Let us help you by clearing up the uncertainty. This is Matt Russell, the director of WIT Ministries. Many of us at Walking in Truth Ministries are bivocational, working in our ministry as well as in the financial services industry at Win Big Financial Group. We help people to build a tax-free and risk-free retirement. Give me a call at 817-903-2575 to support our ministry and to secure your family's financial future. Again, call today at 817-903-2575. Thank you and God bless. Thank you for joining us today, and I hope that that blesses you either as an individual or with you and your other loved ones. Maybe this is something that you're utilizing to
to spend with your family some time around God's word. And of course, that is great. I love that. And I'd love to hear how the Daily Portion podcast is blessing you. If you would, just go to our website at walkingintruthministries.org and go on there and just drop us a little note about this podcast or one of our other podcasts, or even just check out the events that we have available. But again, thank you very much and look forward to seeing you again tomorrow as we dig into our daily portion with Whit Ministries. God bless.